When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Stop laughing, this is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an acquired taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson, your car vacuuming, Coke Zero drinking. I finished the library, friend.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney, your removed Facebook from my phone, and I'm loving it. Spotted my friend in the background of a movie that he didn't know he was in. My anxiety has me walking on eggshells around myself, friend.
Oh, no. And every week, Kathleen and I get together to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. Kathleen, what are you talking about this week?
This week, I am doing a segment called Thank God You Broke Up.
Oh, this sounds fun.
Because taste bud Tess and taste bud Pam, they both are going through really terrible breakups right now.
Okay.
And I just asked buds to give us reasons why they won't miss their exes.
This is great.
And so Tess and Pam, Pam and Tess, this is dedicated to you.
Well, this is an unintentionally taste bud focused episode.
Oh.
Because you and I famously do not tell each other what our topics are ahead of time.
Famously.
Yeah. So I am talking about a question we got emailed by a taste bud.
Oh.
She wants to know what you do when your partner does not celebrate your birthday. And I know a lot of people struggle with this. Her name is Allegra. That's what she wants to go by. So we're going to talk about that.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, some relationship stuff. I have many people in my life who struggle with this. Whose like partners forget their birthday or don't think it's a big deal, etc.
After you've been together with someone for so long, you're like, same old day.
Yeah.
Same shit, different day.
Yeah. So Kathleen, it feels like a Monday is a Wednesday.
It is.
How's your week going so far?
My week is okay. I mean, I don't know. It was a holiday week this week.
Yeah.
And whenever I don't have to work on a Monday, the rest of the week feels like there's too much to do.
Yes.
And not enough time to get it done.
I know. I don't know why that is. We used to record on Mondays.
Yeah.
And now we record on Wednesdays, which I like.
Yes.
But it means that you feel like you have this free Monday, but it's still somehow worse.
Wait, Bethany, it was an actual holiday on Monday. I know you and Dennis, because you both work for yourselves, you're kind of like off the calendar grid.
Yeah, we don't observe anything.
And I observe because Neil is off and he's on a regular calendar grid. But no, we didn't have it. We don't have free Mondays, Bethany. This Monday was actually a free Monday.
I know, but I didn't use it as such. I still feel it is. It's that weird feeling. So why are you walking on eggshells around yourself?
I don't know. Do you know that feeling where everything is making you nervous for no reason at all?
Yeah, like high, like do you just feel keyed up?
I feel keyed up.
Yeah.
And I've been going through this thing where I am so easily startled.
Oh.
And apparently it could be like a mineral deficiency or a vitamin deficiency.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick Dr. Google search.
Everything is scaring me and I'm not the person who gets startled easily.
No.
And like the other day, a bird pooped on my windshield when I was driving and I almost crashed the car.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, huh. I don't know.
Well, my internet. Oh, here it is. The internet. Yeah. Why am I suddenly startled? Question mark. Let's see.
If I go to my GP and say this, he's going to be like, lose weight. No, won't be startled as much.
Thanks, doctor. Why.org says if someone is stressed or upset, it tends to increase the startle response. There's also a connection to anxiety. So if you are more anxious, you're more likely to be startled. Yeah, it says it's an active stress response.
That is so weird. Are you easily startled?
No.
So you've never really experienced like being startled for no reason and you can't control it?
No.
Like, it's happening to me over and over and over again.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
And it's really weird.
Because then you're anxious that you're going to be startled.
Yes.
So it ups your anxiety, which ups your startle response.
I keep getting startled when I'm driving. And so I'm basically driving with my elbows locked.
Oh, like, no. Yeah, it's that's tough. Does Neil scare you? Like, because you two cohabitate, does he like walk into the room and you don't expect him to be there?
It's not typically him. It's like typically I'm at the supermarket and all of a sudden someone's like, excuse me. And I'm like,
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's funny because in my car, in the trunk, I have just a bottle of washer fluid for when I need it.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of rolling around back there. And so when I'm driving with Dennis, every time I would come to a stop, it would like crash into the front of the trunk and he would jump. Like his startle response is very high all the time.
Oh, see, some people are born with it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, but really? Yours is like, it's all of a sudden.
Really weird. Tell me about the library.
Okay. It is done.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the curtains to come in the mail from Etsy.
Oh.
From a shop that definitely sounded cutesy and is definitely actually from China.
Yes.
But they're coming.
Yeah.
Everything's painted. The books are in. I just have to finish shelving some of the books, and then I have to start like hanging mirrors and pictures and stuff. But it's basically done. Do you want to see a picture somewhere?
Oh, please, let me see.
Okay.
Now, are you going to do that thing where you hang artwork on the front of the bookshelf so there are books behind it, and you have like floating artwork hanging on your bookshelves?
I've never heard of this before.
Oh, yeah. It's like a thing that like very posh people do. Bethany, it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Is that an olive velvet chair?
Yeah, it's like in real life, it looks olive in the picture. It's like a goldenrod colored.
Wow. Look at all those shades of green. Green's my favorite color.
So much green. Wait, I've never heard of this floating pictures in a library.
Yes. Let me look it up on Pinterest.
Floating, because now I'm just getting like pictures of books that have been photoshopped floating in a library.
Hanging art on a bookshelf.
You can Google at home with us.
It comes up when you Google that. Hanging art on a bookshelf. And then you can see how people literally just will like put paintings attached to one of the shelves on their bookshelves. And it's like a very posh, I feel like people who are born into money do this.
But then how do you access the books behind it?
Because you don't. Sometimes libraries are just for show.
Just for show.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, do you need to access the books all the time?
No, but I feel like that's sort of, that to me feels like a tell.
Okay.
Where you know how Ashley Tisdale did an interview and she admitted that she told her husband to go out and buy $3,000 worth of books to put on their bookshelves before the interview, right?
Yeah.
This sort of thing feels like a tell that you did that. Because
Ashley Tisdale, oh my God.
It tells me that you don't actually access your books.
But sometimes you don't need to access them all the time. Sometimes you've already read them and it's a special edition and you really don't want to put your greasy fingerprints on it anyway.
I don't know if I like how this looks. I think it's too much stimulation. I'm looking at this one picture. It's a bookshelf that goes from floor to ceiling. So many different colored books on that thing. And then in the middle of it, there is a portrait of a woman in an orange pencil skirt, and that portrait is three shelves high, and it is right in the middle. So it's like a lot of color in the painting plus a lot of color on the books.
It's definitely a maximalist look.
It's a choice, for sure. I don't know if it's for me, but you know what? I'm excited for you if it's for you. Yeah. And apparently you can use command strips to do it really easily.
Oh, I know people say that command strips will hold anything, but I've never hung something heavy with the command strip and then been pleased.
No. And there's a whole process. If you haven't read the instructions on a command strip, you have to like prep the wood with alcohol.
Yes.
Let it dry. Then you have to put the command strip on it. Then you have to let it cure for like 1 to 2 hours.
Who's doing that?
Before you then peel the other side off and command it.
So crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. I'm about to hang that huge mirror that used to hang over my bed.
Oh, I was always afraid that it was going to fall on you when you were sleeping.
So was Dennis.
Yeah.
I'm about to hang it. It's probably 50 pounds.
Okay.
I'm using, you know, those ook hooks that have like the hole and then a tiny nail and then it's a hook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they like distribute the weight more easily.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you'll be able to see it hanging down or?
It can hang behind or sometimes you see it hang depending on the length of the wire.
Got it.
But they make them that have 3 nail holes for one hook to hold like 100-pound items.
Yeah.
I'm using 3 of those to hang this 50-pound mirror. So there's 9 nails total to hang because I feel like that's going to be extra safe.
Yes.
So nothing's going to fall in my library.
In your library. What else is going on with you? Are you going to teach Dennis how to drive?
Yes.
I was just thinking about that the other day because I think about you two quite often.
Mm.
Just, you know, when I'm trying to lull myself to sleep, I think about my favorite people. And I was wondering, like, are you going to take him to a parking lot and put him behind the wheel of the car?
Yeah. So it's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to decide if I should be the one to teach him or if we should have him go to a driving school because I think me, like, if I teach him, I know his brain.
Yeah.
And so I know like kind of how his brain works. But I feel like a teaching school, they are not in an emotional relationship with him. And so they may be able to give feedback in a way that doesn't like cause problems in the relationship. Because learning to drive is stressful.
Like imagine you're like, Dennis, your K-turns are sloppy.
And then that's hurtful.
And then like a few days later at home, you guys are fighting. And he's like, and remember that time you said my K-turns weren't up to par.
And like K-turns are notoriously sensitive subjects for people.
Yes.
So, I mean, ultimately, I think it's his decision how he wants to learn.
Yeah.
But yes, it's going to happen. And I think he's going to be a good driver. I really do. Because he's had time for his brain to mature and settle.
Yes.
16-year-old brains aren't fully developed yet.
Yeah, but also 16-year-old brains and 17-year-old brains, I feel like they're less afraid of the world.
That's true.
And so I am trying to put myself in Dennis's shoes to see what it would be like to learn something as importante as driving.
Yeah.
In your adulthood. And I don't know. Scary.
Scary. Gentle listener, if you learn to drive in adulthood.
Yes.
Or even ride a bike in adulthood.
Oh.
Let us know how that process was. And are you glad you did it? And what was your biggest hang up?
Yeah. I mean, in adulthood, I'm still learning to work my finances in my favor. So
we'll see what happens. Because same.
Bethany,
what?
You know what goes great with feeling the fall vibes?
What?
A checking account that doesn't have monthly fees.
I don't understand monthly fees.
Yeah.
I don't understand the purpose. I'm already giving you my money.
You know,
please don't take it from me.
This literally just happened to me where my checking account finally is like, oh, we just realized that you worked for yourself after 3 years and you don't have a direct deposit into your checking account. So we're charging you $25 of your hard earned money because you don't have a traditional direct deposit into your account.
This is why we love Chime and we hate everyone else.
Chime is a refreshing way to handle your money.
With no monthly fees, no maintenance fees, and no minimum balance fees, it's how banking should be. I was just talking to a friend. She had to open up a checking account and she needed $1,000 minimum balance at all times. And she's like, guess what? We don't all have access to $1,000 all the time.
If I had $1,000, I would keep it underneath my mattress.
Let's be honest. If you had $1,000, you'd spend it.
I hope you told your friend about Chime.
I did. When you need access to your money, you can do it fee-free at more than 60,000 in-network ATMs at many locations like most Walgreens, my favorite restaurant 7-Eleven, and CVS.
You can also send money to anyone, even if they aren't on Chime, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because I hate having to send you money all the time, Bethany.
I know.
And then I'm like, Bethany, I'm also going to charge you the fee.
Because there's a fee.
Yeah, stop being irresponsible with your money.
With Chime, it's fee-free for you and no cash-out fees for them.
Okay. That was a total joke. Bethany doesn't ask me to send her money.
Okay, but sometimes we're planning for the future.
Listen up. Don't be like my bank account, which is now charging me willy-nilly.
Time to close that bank account and move to Chime.
Chime. No monthly fee. fees, no vibe killing fees. Signing up for a Chime checking account only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score.
Get started at chime.com/taste. That's chime.com/taste. And stop yelling at your bank account. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees apply except at MoneyPass ATM in a 7-Eleven location and at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATMs. Other fees, such as third-party and cash deposit fees, may apply. Okay, Kathleen, we got an email from a very gentle listener who wants to go by the name Allegra.
Okay.
She says, hello to my favorite podcast friends.
Oh.
I wanted to write to pick your brain about something relationship related that has recently been taking up quite a bit of real estate in my brain. Setting the stage, I'm in my 30s and married to my husband of 6 years, and we've been together for over 10 years. While we're happily married, one of the points of contention in our relationship has been my husband's inability to plan for special days. As someone whose love language is gift giving and planning ways to make people feel special on special days, this has always been such a letdown. I've expressed this in as many different ways as I can, but every year there's a little part of me that has to prepare myself to feel a little disappointed. As you can probably guess, it's never about the event or the gift, but more about the thought behind all of it and the effort it takes to make someone feel looked after in that way. Has this ever happened to you, Kathleen? Like, have you been in a relationship? I know you've been with Neil for a long time, but like someone didn't see celebrations as big of a deal as you did?
I think that there were days, definitely birthdays or I don't know, just like anniversaries where I wish that Neil had made a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't grow up in a household where things like this were like outwardly celebrated very in a grandiose way.
Yep.
And so I don't have a great relationship example of people who celebrate their relationship.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge part of it is like your family culture.
Yep.
Because I grew up in a family where everything's a huge deal. Like birthdays and celebrations and gift giving, it's all a huge deal.
Yeah.
And my first boyfriend ever, his family, for your birthday, they all put the gifts they bought you unwrapped in a paper grocery bag and then put it at your feet and you just pulled the items out of it.
Oh.
And that was like normal to him and that was fine. And it always struck me as so sad because everyone just sort of sat around looking bored while you pulled unwrapped items out of a grocery bag. And it just was like, oh.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I definitely have been a person who has handed someone the box that the gift came in unwrapped. And I like draw some like squiggles or put some glitter on the box and I'm like, sorry.
Here it is, sorry. The best way to get a present is with an apology.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Okay, continue.
Okay, so she continues. I recently celebrated a birthday while I was out of town for a business trip. I told my husband he didn't need to do anything special for my birthday, but he repeatedly insisted that he wanted to plan something special and spend some time with me to celebrate my birthday. I was surprised and delighted, and so I agreed.
Yeah.
When I got home, it became pretty clear that nothing had been planned.
Oh.
So I tentatively asked him about it. My work starts back up in a couple of weeks, so my free days are pretty limited, and I wanted to make sure to keep time open in case he wanted to do something. He said he had dropped the ball, but would remedy it. So I waited. A week later, I tentatively brought it back up again. I asked him if he was planning on doing something because my work schedule was slowly closing in on me. And what he said next really felt like a sucker punch to the gut.
Oh.
So here's a quick background that she gives. A few months ago, as a result of some consulting work he did in the hospitality industry, a resort had invited us to come stay and dine for a couple of days.
Oh.
It's like come see the place you might work.
Yes, yes.
It would have been a work and play kind of trip. We had planned to go in the spring, but because I got COVID, we had to postpone.
COVID.
So it's been one of those things to reschedule lists for months, this sort of work trip. With benefits.
Gotcha.
So when I asked my husband if he wanted to plan something, his answer was, well, I'm trying to schedule this trip to that resort, remember? I told him that this made me feel pretty hurt because it was a work trip.
Yeah.
And it wasn't
a birthday trip
or something special he had planned. It was like, oh, I'll tack your birthday onto this thing we were already going to do anyway.
Yeah.
He quickly told me that anyone would love this experience and he called me unappreciative. Needless to say, the rest of the conversation circled the drain pretty quickly. The thing that sucks the most is that this isn't the first nor the last time I will feel this way. Am I the asshole for not finding this, quote, gesture appropriate? Is it wrong that I feel hurt that he's using this work trip as my birthday surprise? He's so good to me in other ways, but this one always gets to me. Should I just lower my expectations in that one regard? Any advice? Thank you and apologies for the essay from Allegra. Kathleen, what are your thoughts on this?
I think you're asking me because you and Dennis do a really stellar job of celebrating each other.
We try, but I also have, like I said, I know a lot of people who are in really good relationships.
Yeah.
But this is a very specific sticking point. Like, I think this is a huge problem.
Huge. So in the beginning of our relationship, Neil and I did more celebrating of our milestones and our birthdays and stuff like that. And I feel like when you've been together with somebody for a pretty long time, like Allegra, and then you get to your mid-30s or early 40s, and life often just gets in the way.
Yeah.
It becomes a seemingly not big deal to let these special days kind of just like slip by and go not unnoticed necessarily, but less noticed than before.
Yeah.
And there have been times where my feelings were hurt because I was like, Neil, take off of work. Like, let's spend a day together or something. And he's like, I can't do it. I have so much work. And then a few weeks later, it'll be like a friend's bachelor party. And I'm like, oh, you have time for Mike?
Yeah.
And you don't have time for your wife?
Your wife?
And like, obviously, it's like a special occasion. It's Mike's bachelor party. But I definitely have been in situations where I just wish that maybe our time together was a little more celebrated. That said, I am not always the best also at celebrating, but I always try to like at least plan a dinner and then we go out somewhere or I cook or something. But it's funny that you bring this up now because Neil and I have a 10-year wedding anniversary coming up and we were talking about going back to like really celebrating things like we used to.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to plan like a small trip because just to celebrate 10 years.
It's huge. To
sit home on your 10-year wedding anniversary and just stare at each other and watch Netflix again, it would feel a little depressing. And so Allegra, I think maybe you just need to like reset relationship standards and intentions.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bethany? Like, do you think it would be unreasonable for Allegra to be like, hey, we've both like frame it like this. We've both let this go by the wayside.
Yeah.
And my feelings were hurt this year, but like, I just want to let you know I'm not angry anymore.
Yeah.
Moving forward, let's celebrate the big moments.
Yeah. What would happen if the next big moment came and he didn't celebrate it? Then what would you do?
Then you express your feelings.
Yeah.
And tell him, plan something right now. This is what I want. I want A, B, and C.
Yeah. So the people in my life who have this issue, one of the things that they have done is because the ones who don't celebrate in the relationship, it's not that they don't want to. It's that they get incredibly overwhelmed.
Yes.
And they don't know what to do or how to plan it. And so that is where the families of their partner come in.
Yeah.
So like, let's say it's my dad and his girlfriend doesn't plan stuff, right? I then, and my sisters, we would reach out to the girlfriend when it's close to my dad's birthday and be like, hey, we think my dad would really love this. Why don't you guys do this?
Yeah.
And sort of get a support system involved that helps them come up with ideas. And also, so like if you're the person who feels like you're not getting celebrated, ask your family to jump in and help your partner.
The same way you ask your friends and family to jump in when you're about to get engaged.
Yes.
And you don't want your partner to buy an ugly ass ring.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's when they start, hey, you know, you and my brother hang out every once in a while. Maybe you walk by Zales and point out some cute ones.
Yeah. You know, a couple of years ago, I bought a happy birthday banner from Etsy.
Yeah.
And we put it out. And when it's no longer the person's birthday, we put it back into the plastic bag and we save it for the next birthday. Yeah. And it's like even just having something that's there.
Yes.
That a little piece of decoration that you can hang in the apartment.
Yes.
I think that's a really good idea. Like things that you use year after year after year. And yeah. So when you're using it 15, like the same birthday banner 15 years down the road.
Yeah.
It has a sentimental feeling to it, but it's like built in expectations.
Yes.
Because your husband isn't going to hang the birthday banner and just be like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
He's going to hang the birthday banner and be like, okay, I'm going to plan dinner and then yep. we're going to go to this museum. And I don't think there's anything wrong with telling your partner exactly what you want them to plan.
So I found a couple of articles about this, and that is one thing they say is that you need to lay out for them
yeah.
expectations, because if they are overwhelmed or it's birthdays aren't a big deal, they may not have an example of what a birthday should go yeah. by or what it should look like. And so you need to be specific about, hey, I would love it if we went out to Le Restaurant de France and then we went and saw the new Avengers movie. Like
yeah.
that's something concrete. And maybe it's not as romantic as you would want.
Yeah.
But it's better than nothing.
Of course.
Something else that they said, let me get away from the library photo.
I think the Avengers movie is romantic.
It depends on what you're into.
Yeah.
Make sure it's a movie that your partner wants to see and not that you specifically want to see. This is from an article from Newsweek, and everything is going to be linked in the show notes. If you want to talk to your partner about it, start with, I feel hurt or ignored when, rather than like, you hurt my feelings when you forgot my birthday again.
Yeah.
They also mentioned that in the past, if the person, if they, you know, forgot the birthday or forgot the celebration and you didn't say anything about it, they may think that that's okay.
Yeah.
Right? So it's important to be establishing, hey, I am big about birthdays. I would really love to have something happen.
Yes.
Which is what Allegra did, and it didn't happen. So, but that's like a 101.
Yeah, yeah.
They also recommend being super realistic about who your partner is.
Mm.
So if your partner, for example, has some gentle narcissistic tendencies, like they're a very sweet person, but they have a bit of narcissism to
them. They mostly think about themselves.
They're probably never going to change.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out, okay, how important is this to you?
Yeah.
And it may have to become a thing of like, you celebrate your own birthday, which I think is kind of a bullshit thing, actually. I feel like if your partner truly doesn't change when you've really made it an important deal,
yeah,
I feel like it shows that your partner kind of isn't respecting.
I agree.
You.
I agree.
I don't know if it's a deal breaker, but it's certainly something to take note of.
Yes.
And it might be because your partner truly doesn't understand how big of a deal it is for you. But if it is a huge deal
mm-hmm.
and you've made that very clear, and next year your partner still doesn't do anything, that to me is like a big red flag.
I think this, if I were Allegra, this is what I'd do. I'd sit my partner down. And I would say, partner, I want to celebrate life more vividly.
Okay, yeah.
Whether it be a cool thing that happened at work or birthdays or anniversaries or a holiday, like I want us to actively celebrate more of life's special moments and days.
Mm-hmm.
And like some days I'm going to come home from work with champagne mm-hmm. and maybe some days you can come home from work and surprise me with flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe once a year I tell you, don't plan anything this weekend, we're going away.
Yeah.
And you do the same thing for me.
Yeah.
And it becomes kind of like a game.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a game?
Everyone loves a game.
I don't know. So your parents celebrated everything growing up?
Everything. Yeah, everything. And so it was just like, it just became part of our family culture.
Yeah.
I think also if the person isn't celebrating your stuff,
yeah,
I think you need to ask yourself, is this because of the birthday or is this indicative of something else in the relationship that's bothering me, like something deeper?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it is just the birthday. And sometimes it you think it's the birthday because it's actually, I feel like you don't listen to me.
Mm.
Or I feel like you don't believe me when I say things. Or I feel like you don't bother to see my side of things. That's that's going to be pinged by forgetting my birthday or not celebrating, but it's actually a much deeper issue.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it's worth sitting down and having that much more serious conversation with the person and saying when they may not even realize that it's hurting your feelings, even if you say it's hurting your feelings. If you sit down with them and say, look, when I ask for this and we don't celebrate my birthday, it makes me feel like you don't respect me.
Mm.
And maybe the person needs to hear it in that sort of more serious way.
Yes.
Because that might be illuminating. I hope, Allegra, I hope you get this worked out. I feel like we didn't solve anything.
You better get a bag of diamonds for your birthday next year.
But and gentle listener, if you have any tips, if you've gone through this, I know we have so many people who have gone through this. If you have figured it out, let us know. We would also love to hear the most egregious stories of like not getting celebrated in the way you deserve. Let us know. Hello@acquiredtastepodcast.com. And Allegra, definitely give us an update because now we are invested. And happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday. La, 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 la. Bethany.
Kathleen.
Tess and Pam. Pam and Tess. This is dedicated to you. Thank God you broke up.
This is juicy and fun, unless it's about abuse, and then it's not juicy and fun.
No, no, no. Listen, we are only keeping this light and happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Tess is 23.
Okay.
Real name. She said we could use a real name.
Great.
Pam is in her mid-30s.
Okay.
Real name.
Great.
Said we could use her real name. They both had terrible breakups last week, and they both have leaned on our podcast.
Okay.
To feel better.
We are here to make you feel better.
We're here to make you laugh. And so I asked Taste Buds, hey, what's a reason that you definitely won't miss your ex? And we got some really crazy answers. My favorite might be, he used to call bananas nanners, and I never, ever, ever want to hear that word ever again.
If you are an adult and you call them nanners, not ironically, but like, hey, babe, when you go to the grocery store, can you pick me up some nanners?
Nanners? No.
Like, no. The same thing. I feel the same way about if your partner is an adult,
yes,
and they'd better be legally,
yeah,
and they hold their silverware like a toothbrush. Do you know, like if they grip it with their paw?
Like a caveman?
Like a caveman.
Yeah, pounding their arms.
Instead of holding it like a pencil. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Someone else wrote, I will certainly not miss how his belt never matched his outfit. I get that.
I mean, at least he wore a belt.
At least he wore a belt. I won't miss how she put protein powder in everything.
Oh, goodness.
I've been there. I've ruined dishes trying to sneak protein powder into spaghetti. And
I feel like we get enough protein. You don't need that much protein.
You don't. Unless you're like an Iron Man trainee or something.
And then you probably have a nutritionist who's telling you where to put your protein.
Yeah. He sucked his thumb.
No. No.
That I don't.
No.
I don't know if I could be with somebody who did that.
That's a deal breaker.
Because I think it's a sign that there are like underlying issues.
And also, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
A grown ass human?
She used to shake her milk before using it.
That doesn't bother me.
Why? Milk does not need to be shaken. There's nothing floating at the bottom.
You're right. But didn't you, when you were in grade school and you got those little milks?
Yeah.
First of all, I hate the word milks.
Yeah, me too.
Didn't you always shake it before you opened it?
Oh, but I guess it's chocolate milk.
I think we're so trained to shake our beverages because there's always something you got to get a good mix of.
Like when you have the Snapple and you turn it on its behind and you give it a good spanking, it makes that like really satisfying pop noise.
It does. It does.
Oh, so I have to be upfront about this. So Taste Bud Pam is actually my friend Pam.
The one you took a small trip with the other day?
Yes. And Pam, her ex-boyfriend, is the one who stole the bagel.
Wait, she broke up with him?
He broke up with her.
Why?
Okay, and before I talked about the bagel thing on this podcast, and I did theoretically, you know, like my friend with a bagel, I tried to make it seem like, you know, I don't know. Sometimes we cover things up on this pod.
Sure, we change who it is. We change the relationship.
Yeah, whatever. So I didn't ask her if I could talk about the bagel ahead of time.
Okay.
And I know she's a good friend because she listened to the podcast and she's like, hey, I heard the bagel episode. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Will you ever forgive me? She's like, I forgive you. It's not a big deal. I actually think it's kind of funny. And also I paid the bagel shop. Like I sent them money.
Sure.
So it's the same bagel guy who stole the bagel who now broke up with her.
He broke up with her?
He broke up with her.
She should have broken up with him.
I know. She sent me a list of things that she will definitely not miss about
it. She is so smart. Gentle listener, if you are going through a breakup,
yeah,
especially if you are the breakee, make a list so that you're not so hurt that you got broken up with. All the things you don't have to deal with now.
Yes, it is the best idea ever. She said once that they had a special date planned and then they couldn't go on it because he forgot that he had a chess tournament. I know.
Okay. What else is on her list?
She went to his sister's engagement party alone. Because he wouldn't buy the plane ticket.
And
she went alone and then to represent the both of them. And then he never even called her when she was on that trip.
No.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know. Okay. So Neil says I should not insert myself into other people's relationships, but I just absolutely can't help myself. He lived rent-free at her house where she was paying a mortgage on while he got back on his feet and paid off some of his student loans. Would it be egregious if I were to maybe send him an itemized bill?
Yes, Kathleen, stop inserting yourself into just people's lives.
Like from the desk of everybody who loves Pam, here are the months in which you didn't pay rent.
I mean, now that they're broken up and he's shown himself to be a tool in other regards.
Yeah.
Because relationships have ebbs and flows. Sometimes you support them. Sometimes they support you. This is how the world works. But like, if he was just a tool, and it sounds like he was, and now they're broken up, that is kind of funny.
See, and I won't even sign it from Kathleen. I'll just sign it from a collection of people who care very deeply about Pam.
That's really funny. Will you please put it on super fancy, like, embossed letterhead.
I'll sign it from the desk of Pam's loved ones.
Yeah.
MD.
Doc gov.
Doc. So
dot org.
Another taste bud wrote in and said, once I beat him in a 5K race and things were never the same again and we broke up shortly after.
Oh my gosh.
So rude.
That's like, to handle it.
You are not going to miss your ex.
This is why everyone needs to go to therapy.
Yes.
Just to be a better person.
Once she told me that if we were in love, we would never fight.
Untrue.
Totally untrue.
There's a movie, a movie from like the 60s or 70s called Love Story.
Yes.
And the famous line is, love means never having to say you're sorry. Which is bullshit.
That's bullshit, yeah.
Which is total bullshit. Yeah. And the woman who was in it was on Oprah years later, and she was like, yeah, that line doesn't make sense at all.
Another bud wrote, she didn't know that Sunny D was also called Sunny Delight, and also she had never heard of the song So Fresh, So Clean.
That's unacceptable.
I don't know the song So Fresh, So Clean.
Kathleen.
What is it? So
I'm going to sing it, and I hope we don't get copyright dinged because it's going to sound so good. Ready?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody dope as me. I'm just so fresh, so fresh and so clean.
I know that song.
Yes, I know you know that song.
Yes. Ooh, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that it was called So Fresh, So Clean.
Yeah, it's So Fresh and So Clean.
But that's a really good song.
It's a great song. Can you imagine a world in which you don't know that song?
No, I can't.
Bleak.
I'm going to have to add that to my favorite playlist.
Nobody. It's a good running song, too. Just running.
So fresh and so clean.
Don't block us, Spotify.
My favorite playlist on my phone is songs for the average 30-something woman to feel happy and healthy.
How many times does Vanessa Carlton's Thousand Miles show up on it?
No, I haven't added her. I haven't added her once.
She drives a piano down the highway.
I know. I need to add that one. And I also need to add So Fresh and So Clean.
Yeah.
Another taste bud wrote, I will not miss his muscles. Nothing is worth chicken breast and broccoli for dinner every single night.
But it's so healthy.
So healthy. So back to Pam.
Yeah.
Once a boyfriend broke up with her after they had just booked like a really big trip to Portugal.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like, now I'm out this money for this plane ticket.
Yeah.
Because before COVID, it was very hard to get your money back.
Oh, gosh. Airlines were not fun.
So I wrote the guy an email and I said, here's a screenshot of what Pam paid. I think it would be the right thing of you to pay her the price of the ticket.
And what did he say?
And he paid it. He paid her.
He did?
Yes, yes. I have inserted myself into other people's relationships so much. So much.
What else have you done?
Oh, my friend, when she was getting a divorce, her husband accused her of something involving the children.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, he thinks that's bad. And I texted her husband. I was like, hey, you want to hear about a really shitty childhood? Let me tell you about mine.
Oh, my God.
And then I listed all of the ways in which, like, my dad had done me wrong.
Oh, no.
My dear old daddy, R.I.P.
Oh, no.
I'm recognizing a pattern.
Please.
Now.
Please write a book.
I will. I should, right?
Please write a book. And it's a picture. I have the cover already. It's called I'll Step In. And it's like a couple. It's like a silhouette of a couple.
Yeah.
And then it's you like standing in between them in a fabulous skirt with a list and like a quill pen and a knowing smile.
I'll help you out.
Yeah. I'll insert myself here.
Once my brother was breaking up with a girl that my mom and I really didn't like.
Uh-oh.
Not that it's really any of our business.
Well, apparently
but, like,
it is.
It's definitely my business. Yeah. I can't have a sister-in-law I don't like.
No, completely not. I would try to get my sisters divorced if I didn't like their partners.
Right?
Yeah, no, I'd be like planting evidence that didn't exist.
Okay, yeah. I'm the same way, Bethany. I'm very overprotective. And so I was giving him a pep talk, like, you can do it. You can break up with her. Yeah. You know it's for the best.
Yeah.
And so when he was over there, I could see they lived in the same garden apartment complex. And so I could see his location.
Yeah.
And I could see that he was leaving his apartment. He was walking over to her
apartment. You were trailing him on the phone.
I was tracking him. My mom and I both were. And then he starts texting us from the bathroom. Like, she's not taking it well. I'm having a really hard time.
Yep.
How do I get out of here?
Yep.
So then I start texting the girlfriend. Just let him go. Please just let
him
go.
What happened?
I'm not proud of my actions when I say them out loud.
I mean, it is invasive.
Really invasive.
But like, did it work?
It did.
It did. And she did let him go.
Yes.
Can you imagine if someone was breaking up with you?
Yeah.
Let's say, heaven forbid, Neil is breaking up with you. He leaves the room and you start getting texts from Neil's sibling.
Oh, God.
Going, let him go.
I hate myself.
Weird, but fun for me and fun
myself.
For the audience.
I hate myself.
No, you're entertaining.
Oh my God.
You're the fun aunt in your family.
Oh, another bud wrote in and said he could not give me the affection and all of the talking that I required. All of the talking.
I mean, here's the thing. He may have been someone who didn't want to talk at all, which is not great.
Yeah.
But also, there are people who want to talk so much, and it's hard.
It is hard.
I'm guessing our taste bud, because our taste buds are wonderful, I'm guessing that our taste bud didn't need to talk too much and just had a partner who wasn't very emotionally balanced.
This next one says, she basically left me because I refused to apologize for cheating on her with her sister in a dream that she had. Are you kidding me?
That's someone who just wants drama. That's so stupid.
You are luckier. You're better off without her.
I had a dream last night that someone gifted me a puppy in a jar.
In a jar?
In a jar. And like, you open up the jar and the puppy comes out.
How big was this jar?
Small, surprisingly.
Oh, interesting.
But I'm not mad at people for giving me a thing that doesn't exist.
Or a jar with no puppy in it.
Right.
Right? Another bud said he told me that he couldn't date someone who made more money than him. We dated for a year, and that entire time I actually secretly made more money than him. When he broke up with me, I showed him my bank statement. That's amazing.
That reminds me of my sister Nicole. The most famous breakup, besides the one that happened on Thanksgiving, was a guy. She was dating a guy. He was a comic.
Yeah.
So he was just always like doing material on her. Like, they'd go to dinner and he'd be like zip, zap, zopping jokes. And she was like exhausted.
He's workshopping her.
She broke up with him, I think, in the winter. Nicole, you're going to correct me. And I'm sorry if I get this wrong. And he said, you can't break up with me now. You haven't dated me in the summer. Apparently, he's like a real cool guy in the summer.
Oh, my God.
Also, I once was flirting with this guy, and like, he was a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And we saw each other at a couple of parties, and we were flirty. And then, like, he moved away, and I got into a relationship, and he came back into town.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, you want to, like, wink, wink, hook up or whatever, hang out?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't. I'm in a relationship. And he goes, but I thought I was going to have a shot with you before you got settled down with someone.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you can't just decide I'm going to wait.
I can't.
I thought I would have a shot with you first.
I wasn't waiting for you, you a-hole.
You moved to Denver. What am I supposed to do?
And listen, I get so dizzy in Denver. The air quality is much different.
Too thin up there.
Too thin. Another bud wrote, I won't miss her dipping cheese doodles into marinara sauce.
That sounds delicious, actually. That sounds really good.
Someone else wrote, I was in a car accident and they were my emergency contact. At the hospital, they told me that they no longer wanted to be my emergency contact.
But you can't do that.
Oh, my God.
People are so dumb. There are so many dumb people.
Once my ex's poop smelled so bad that I threw up.
Kathleen, did that happen to you?
No, Bethany, I definitely didn't write this in about my own experience.
Oh, God. Okay. With Neil, right?
Okay, here's one that Neil wrote about me. I won't miss them being so messy because basically all they do is make a mess everywhere they go and then they refuse to clean it up.
Okay, so that sort of answers my question. I was going to say, Kathleen, what would your exes say they wouldn't miss about you?
Oh, I could make a list that would go on forever.
Top three.
Okay, they are definitely not going to miss my refusal to do dishes of any kind.
Uh-huh, okay.
I don't do dishes.
Okay.
I don't. And basically that's like because Neil has consistently, criticized the way that I put the dishes into the dishwasher.
Sure, so then it's like, well, why try?
I don't even bother. I just leave him there. He will definitely not miss my strange ability to monopolize every single room in the house, even his own office.
Like you have a presence in every room, even if you're not there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And he definitely won't miss me sleeping on the couch, like all of the time.
Falling asleep on the couch.
And he definitely won't miss me singing songs to myself while I'm doing the chores, about the chores, but I add in like sexual innuendos into the songs. Like,
so I asked for three and that's four.
Cleaning the toilet. I'm gonna clean you so good, so good, so good.
I think if Dennis and I broke up, heaven forbid, I think he would not miss me scaring him, startling him all the time because I just apparently show up places. I think he would not miss my taking longer than he does to unpack or put things away. And I think that he would not miss my ability to stack recyclables so high in a Jenga-like tower before we need to actually close the bag of recycling and put a new bag in there.
That is a really good quality to have.
It's a skill.
You're using less bags.
Thank you. It's a feat of engineering.
It is.
With the pressure of the lid lying against this tower of recyclables and the fact that it still stands, that's a feat.
It is a feat indeed. So listen, taste buds. The breakup may feel pretty hard right now.
Things are raw.
But at least your ex didn't play a chess tournament on your first Valentine's Day together.
Chess is apparently very important in relationships. More important than I thought.
More important. Chess breaks up families and relationships. Monopoly, move over. Bethany, what do you think to yourself when you hear the word microdose?
Oh, I think about getting benefits from something without going all in.
Right?
Right? Like you get a wash of it without committing to a whole paint color. Does that make sense?
I love it. I love it. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. And that's why we are so proud to partner up with Lumi Labs because they are the creators of microdose gummies. And their overall mission is to raise awareness around the concept of microdosing because you and I both do it with microdose gummies. And let me tell you, I pulled my back out recently and I cannot sleep. And last night I took one of Lumi Labs microdose gummies, the Granddaddy Sour flavor. Which makes me go,
ooh, it's tart.
And my body sort of like took a deep breath and relaxed, and I was able to fall asleep last night, which felt like a miracle.
I don't smoke pot. I'm not really a marijuana user. But microdosing THC is something I feel super comfortable with because Lumi Labs and microdose gummies give you just the right amount. Every gummy gives you a very specific small amount of THC, so you're not trying to like bite the corner off a brownie and you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
It's very regimented and you know how many to take. Lumi Labs gives you a little insert. It's like, take one gummy if you want to feel this way, take two or three if you want to feel this way. You can feel good knowing that it's all very structured.
Yes, it's not your creepy neighbor.
No.
Like mixing pot with butter and then putting it in a brownie pan and you're like, okay, Michael, but like how much is actually in here?
Right.
And he's like, I don't know.
I don't know,
like,
man. Be cool.
Take a nibble and see what happens.
Yeah, no, we don't talk to him anymore.
Nope.
I sometimes get myself very keyed up, high stress, and I enjoy being able to take a gummy at the end of the day to take those edges off the stress, to make me able to actually be in the moment mentally and not worried about the future, which actually allows me then to sleep.
Love that. And you know, when you go to their website, they have two different types of gummies. They have the entry level doses, so you can feel really comfortable going in. And then they have a different category called higher doses. So once you feel comfortable and you know what works for you, you can go up a step if that's what you want.
Definitely. And as I always say, the canisters are square, so they just fit perfectly in the fridge door. So Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and use the code TASTE to get free shipping and 30% off your first order.
Links can be found in the show description, but again, that's microdose.com and use the code TASTE. The thing about traveling is that you never really know what your experience at the airport is going to be.
Yeah.
It's different every time.
Yeah.
And I was going through TSA recently where I was cutting it real close.
Yeah.
And that happens sometimes because like there's traffic on the way. My Uber got stuck behind an accident.
Oh, no.
And I had a bag of snacks that I had planned to like put in my carry-on, but I was going to need time to like take everything out of my carry-on and reconfigure. And I was running through pre-check, or I was trying to get into pre-check.
Yeah.
And I got stuck with this woman who was a dang stickler, Bethany, who was like, you have three bags.
Oh.
And you're only allowed two. Even though people with bags double the size of mine are walking by.
Yeah.
And I said, it's just snacks. And she goes, okay, let me see. But then I opened up my snack bag and I did have like a sweater in there. And she's like, oh, just snacks. And then she starts screaming in my face, condense.
Condense.
And Bethany,
consolidate the snacks.
And I'm explaining to her, please, I'm gonna miss my flight. I'm usually such a courteous, like, TSA go-thrower. Please. And she was having none of it.
Oh, she was not in a place.
And okay, so I'm in this like open area trying to get into the TSA pre.
Yeah.
And people, and I, now everything is spread out all over the floor. Oh. And I'm trying to stuff things into places and I can't do it. I'm panicked. I don't have enough room. People are looking at me like, oh, poor sad girl, should have pre-planned. Yeah,
we've all seen that person. We've all been that person.
So Bethany, I had no choice but to open up my sports bra. I put a bag of pretzels in my sports bra. Okay. And then, so I put the tote bag with the snacks, I put it under my shirt, but I had to put the handles of the tote bag up through my shirt, like I'm an actor and it's like my microphone.
It's your laugh mic.
Yeah. And so, and then I had to loop it over my head. So the handles
clever.
Were hanging out the back of my, was like hanging out like a necklace.
Like kind a halter
of.
Top.
Yeah. And then the tote bag I pulled, thank God I was wearing like a couple of layers and I pulled all my clothes over the tote bag like I had a big pregnant belly.
Oh my God. Wait, and she didn't see you doing this?
She saw me doing it.
And she let you through anyway.
And I walked up to her and I was like, two bags. And then I felt bad being so mad at her. Because then she like genuinely looked me in the eye and she's like, I'm so sorry. There are cameras everywhere and I don't want to lose my job.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay,
gosh.
I'm the a-hole for fighting with you in the first place.
Oh my God.
But also, like, my snacks are now underneath, are in my pants.
It's This is a good reminder that, like, sometimes people don't have a choice.
I know.
I was once at 7-Eleven, my favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was getting my gourmet pizza, yeah, and I was getting a soda. Uh-huh. And I also, the 7-Eleven ice, when I put it in my water bottle.
Yeah.
It lasts for 36 hours for some reason. If I put regular ice in my water bottle, it doesn't last. 7-Eleven ice in my water bottle lasts for 36 hours.
Maybe, and so they put stuff in it.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So I always fill up my water bottle at 7-Eleven too, and then I put the lid back on.
Yeah.
And the woman at the register, she's like ringing me up. And then I see her ring up like a just random charge.
Huh.
And I said, what's that? And she goes, it's for the ice. And I said, oh, okay. You know, whatever. Yeah. I wasn't expecting it. And so I paid. And then as I was packing up my stuff to leave, she goes, I would never charge you, but my boss is standing right next to me.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, it's fine. You know, it is taking your ice, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But like, you just don't ever know.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
That's fine.
I am so impressed with your ingenuity of wearing your tote bag as a halter.
Bethany, if you have to bring in an extra bag, just wear something baggy and make sure your pants are stretchy. Like, I was wearing Beta brand dress pant yoga pants.
Hell yeah, baby.
So I could pull them out and tuck them over my my tote bag to,
you know,
like, make a smooth appearance.
Yeah. So wait, so then, I know this doesn't matter.
Yeah.
When you went through TSA, did you just take it back out and put it on the thing?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Because like, otherwise they're going to scan their body and be like, this woman is pregnant with a tote bag.
This woman has seaweed in her, seaweed chips in her belly.
But not in the normal way.
And the tinfoil that they're in is setting off the alarms. I mean, she saw me do it, but I followed the rules.
You did. You did follow. I thought you were going to say that you had no choice but to eat all the snacks. And I'm like, this is, sometimes you have to eat all the snacks for America. Do it for America.
I literally before, I don't even want to admit this. And this is not the type of person I am. I never do this. I tried to sneak by when she was checking someone else's ticket. I was, Bethany, I was really going to miss my flight.
I wish I had seen, there has to be a camera. In my head, you're wearing a fake mustache to disguise yourself.
I took a picture of myself. I was the last one on the plane.
Of course.
I took a picture of myself when I finally sat down, and there was sweat.
Yeah.
I was just wet from head to toe.
It's awful.
And then I had to put this dang mask on my face and then do the flight. And I'm like, I am perspiring everywhere and every orifice.
I'm perspiring all over my plantain chips. Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned that most of the power outages in the United States are caused by squirrels.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chewing through the damn wires, etc.
Yep, exactly.
I had no idea.
I know. What did you learn this week, Bethany?
I learned that if you are returning something that you bought online, returning it through the mail, always write down the tracking number,
yes,
even if you are like, I'll get a confirmation email so I don't need to record it.
Yeah.
I bought two pairs of amazing corduroy flare pants from ModCloth, two sizes.
Yeah.
Tried them on, returned one of them.
Yeah.
Put it through the mail because I got the return label. I have no record of it going through. I have no record of the email I received. It's gone. And they have not returned my money, which means they never got it. So now I have no recourse because I don't know where it went.
I think you just need to email them and tell them.
Yeah, but how am I going to prove it?
You know how I know you were shopping at ModCloth this week?
How?
Because when we share a PayPal for this business.
Did I accidentally use our PayPal
again?
No,
you didn't. You didn't use your PayPal to go shopping again. But because of cookies, these magic internet cookies.
Yeah.
When either one of us has our PayPal open in a separate browser and we're shopping, the PayPal sees those cookies and then PayPal will email the podcast account with a coupon. And so this week we got two coupons, one from me, one from you. From you, it was ModCloth.
Yeah.
And I was like, that wasn't me. Bethany must be shopping at ModCloth.
Bethany must be getting fall dark green corduroy flare pants.
Yes. And then I was looking into this like robot litter box. That cost like $700. And I think PayPal sent like a $10 off coupon.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for that $10.
Bethany, where can people follow you on social media?
Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram, Radio Bethany on Twitter. What about you?
At Kathleen Loves Color on everything except for Twitter. Kat Loves Color.
You can also find our show on social media at Acquired Podcast on Twitter.
Acquired Taste Podcast on Facebook.
Acquired Taste Podcast on Instagram.
Let's see. Oh, we have an email address, and that's hello@acquiredtastepodcast.com.
We play your voicemails at the end of almost every single episode, so give us a call. That number is 917-994-0353.
We have a snail mail address, and that is an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
This show is edited by Dennis Callow. You can follow him on social media at Dennis, C-A-H-L-O.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. And Taste Buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Good morning, Bethany and Kathleen. I had to pause it because I was cracking up laughing at Bethany eating an artisanal dog biscuit because I have accidentally done that myself. I mean, she knew that it was one, but I did not. I work at a vet hospital, so this would be a little less shocking. But my receptionist had gotten married just before starting, and she had brought in her leftover gifts from her wedding. And they were little cute sugar cookies with frosting, and one had a wedding dress, and the other one was like a little tux. And I was like, oh my God, so cute. So I'm sitting in the break room and take a bite of one. I'm like, wow, this is really hard. Jeez, maybe it's just stale from the wedding. And just as I do that, a tech walks in and looks at me and says, Laurel, what are you doing? And I said, I'm just trying one of Kirsten's things from her wedding. And she goes, that is a dog biscuit. And I was like, huh, it's not too bad for a dog biscuit. But I think that's awfully presumptuous to think that every person at your wedding in attendance has dogs. That's just my opinion. I love you guys. Thank you so much for making me laugh and also making me not feel so alone. Shout out to our little chat that formed because of an Acquired Taste podcast, Spring Baby Mamas 2021. Love all our little babies, and I hope everyone is also having a sexy day.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Gabrielle from Syracuse, New York, and I was just listening to the check-in and then the most recent bonus episode, and for no apparent reason, really, I was just starting to think, oh, what would Bethany and Dennis's couple's name be? And first, Bethanis came to me, and I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. I think they would like that. That sounds kind of Victorian. And then I thought, ooh, Deafany. They might like Deafany. And I don't know if this is of interest to you guys at all, but if you thought you might be in need of a couple's name, maybe consider Bethanis or Deafany. I think they're both great. Well, anyway, just wanted to contribute that. Love you guys so much. Bye.
Hello, ladies. This is Taste Bud Ronnie from Florida. I was just listening to the podcast about moving nightmares, and I had a story. Not about moving, but about having people work in your house, as Kathleen brought up. So when I was 13, I had my wisdom teeth taken out, and they gave me Vicodin for the pain, which, if you've watched House, you know, is kind of the shit. Well, we had a plumber working in our house, I think the day after. I don't know. I don't remember anything from about the week after it happened. But we had a plumber in the house the day after I had my wisdom teeth out, and my mom had put my Vicodin just on a counter, ready to give to me for when I woke up. The plumber stole my Vicodin, and my mom had to call the pharmacy, the doctor's office, and probably a couple other people to get me a refill, because that's not something that you really get a refill for after wisdom teeth surgery. So yes, always keep an eye on people who are working in your house. Don't even trust them to just be in the house, be in the same room as them, and watch your valuables. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taste Buds, this is Ingrid from Charlotte. I'm just calling in since we've been on the topic of sex recently. I just wanted to share that Netflix now has a show called How to Build a Sex Room. I think everyone needs to watch this show. It's adorable. You learn so much from the couples in the show and the lady that helps them build sex rooms. Anyways, my husband and I are already like planning on their sex room. Really expensive, but somehow we'll make it happen. Go watch How to Build Your Sex Room on Netflix. It's amazing. You will learn so much. Anyway, everyone, I hope you have a sexy day today.